Lead scientist monitoring the Lasso Fair volcano, Dr. Erosilla Joseph, says the team is continuing to monitor the Lasso Fair volcano even though volcanic activity has been on a decline. Dr. Joseph says work is ongoing to restore capacity lost during the explosive phase of the eruption.
Quite a lot has been done. We actually have 6 stations now streaming into Trinidad. So, as you know, Mr. Lynch and Mr. Williams from the MVO, they were able to, it wasn't so much of a restoration because these were new stations that were constructed because some of the areas such as Zoia, there's still a communication problem there. The summit is still not fully fully online. But there are additional stations like the one at Fitzhugh's and Greg's.
And Dr. Joseph noted that there are no connection between the eruption of Lasso Fair and other volcanoes.
The thing about it is that volcanoes lie on subduction settings, and these kinds of areas around the world, they are all susceptible to this type of activity, and that's where earthquakes and volcanoes happen. So, you know, most people hear of the words ring of fire and so on. So at any point in time, there are over 100 volcanoes that are active around the world. So they just happen, you know, at different time scales.
Lead scientist monitoring the Lasso Fair volcano, Dr. Erosilla Joseph. I'm Yolande Richards with today's Lasso Fair volcano update.